Hello and welcome to the People and Horses podcast. I am very happy you're here. My name is Britta and today I would like to share with you six inspirations about the People and Horses way of creating peaceful connections with your horse to hopefully help you to start your own trustful journey together. And even if you're already on a peaceful way with your horse, then hopefully you can still be inspired with one or the other of my ideas. And now, I hope you enjoy listening to it. Like probably all of us, I was taught that horses had to obey and had to do exactly what I ask, otherwise they would become disrespectful and dangerous. But with time, I felt more and more that this was not how I wanted to be with horses, so I started searching for a different approach. I read a lot and tried out different methods, but again and again, there were moments where things just didn't feel right or they didn't work out like I had hoped. So it really took some time and I had to do a lot of trial and error. And this is why I would like to offer you six ideas that would have helped me at the time, and I hope they will help you on your way. And now I'm going to start with the first idea. Picture your new togetherness. When we start something new, we often want everything to change overnight. We are excited and it can't get fast enough. And therefore, my first tip is start slowly. Give yourself and your horse time. Do not try to change everything at once. Try to remember that big changes need time and not everything can be done in one day. Sure, some things can be changed immediately or within a few days, but others, they might take weeks and months, maybe even years. And that's perfectly okay. As long as you know how you want your relationship with your horse to be, the path will be much clearer and easier to follow. Therefore, after this podcast, take a little time, get a piece of paper and pen, and then close your eyes for a moment and think exactly and picture how you want the relationship with your horse to be. How exactly should it look like? What exactly do you wish for the most? Maybe we think we want to be more peaceful with the horse, or we don't want to use force, or we want to feel happy when we are together. But often we don't have a very concrete idea on how exactly this might look like in certain situations. So try to imagine a specific situation and think about how you want to react to it and also how you don't want to react to it anymore. If, for example, a situation with a horse becomes stressful, then you could imagine how you could remain calm in yourself and ease your horse's fear and nervousness and not be maybe angry with the horse anymore. Also, think about how your togetherness would look like from the outside. What would an observer see if he were watching you? Then open your eyes and write it down. And as a second step, you can also think about the values you have. Think about what is important to you in life. Also, how your ideal relationship with other people should look like. And also how you would like to be treated by others. Examples of values are honesty, respect, harmony, compassion, courage, freedom, trust. If you know which values are important to you, you can use this knowledge to better define the relationship you want to have with your horse, and with that make better decisions. And in my opinion, this is a very valuable advantage if you have a clear idea in your mind and if you know how you want to be with your horse, so that you can make a different and maybe new decisions in challenging situations. Okay, and here is my second tip. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. One of the problems in our society is that it teaches us mistakes are bad and that we should avoid them at all costs. Therefore, we are afraid of doing something wrong and then often don't start anything new. We carry on with what we always done as this is familiar and we know how to do it. Or we follow the advice of others without listening to our own intuition, maybe to not draw too much attention to us and to perceive as someone who constantly makes mistakes. But I can assure you, there are no mistakes when we are with our horses, or in general, because we always do the best we can with the tools we have. This means that the way we deal with our horse in a specific situation is based on the knowledge we have at that moment and the belief that what we are doing is the right thing for us and the horse. So it just means that we have no other, maybe better solution available at this moment. Now, if you make a decision on your new way with horses and in retrospect find that this was not an ideal reaction or a decision, or maybe it was not in accordance with your values, or it just didn't feel right, then you can make a new decision in the future. When you're out of the situation, take a moment and think back and try to come up with as many possibilities as you can think of on how else you could have reacted. Really, everything that comes to your mind. And then feel into it. Which one of these solutions is best for you, your horse, and in line with your values. In this way, you can make a different decision in the future. However, if you avoid things out of fear of making mistakes and carry on as before, even though you feel that this is not the right way for you, then you're not in tune with yourself and your horse would notice that. It is just part of doing something new that some decisions may not be ideal. But if you take the situation as a learning experience and say to yourself, okay, I didn't want to react like this and it feels bad now, and just accept it as part of your new way and decide differently next time. The good thing is you can decide differently next time because you had this experience and in the best case you learn from it. And especially if you're holding a negative belief, for example, the feeling that you've made so many mistakes over and over in your life and therefore you don't try out new things because you're afraid of doing something wrong, or maybe you feel you're not good for your horse, then feel deep into your heart and remember that what you're doing is good for you and for your horse. Try everything it takes to overcome this hurdle. You will be amazed at what will be possible and you can rise above yourself. And this is a good transition to tip number 3. Trust in yourself and your horse. Trust in yourself, your horse, and what you want to do. Self-confidence means being able to trust yourself. That you don't ask too much of yourself and that you don't overwhelm yourself. But also that you dare to venture out into the world and try out the things you really want to do. If you want to trust yourself, it is really important that you are authentic and sincere towards yourself. Okay, let's take the example that on a nice day, you would like to take your horse out for a walk. If you now have a horse that is a bit difficult and reactive, and you're a bit worried on how the horse might react because you already had a bad experience, then you may decide in the last minute to not go and maybe find an excuse. On the next day you think, well, let's try this again. But once you're at the barn, you change your mind and just take your horse to the arena. And that means if you always plan to do something and then you don't do it for whatever reason, you lose self-confidence because you think you're not following through on your own plans. And if your self-confidence is not high, then it's even more difficult to trust your horse because it might be even more unpredictable than you are. And in this context, maybe some more thoughts about trust. Trust also has to do with communication and understanding. When I understand someone, it is much easier for me to trust because I know what they mean when they say something. For example, if I were to go to a country where I can speak the language and no one could speak my language, I would very quickly become very insecure because I couldn't communicate except maybe through body language or energy, but definitely not with what I'm saying. In addition, some other cultures may have gestures that may have a different meaning, so I would feel pretty lost. And that brings us to tip number 4. Learn your horse's language. In order to really trust your horse, it is very important to learn the horse's language, because the better you can recognize and understand your horse's behavior, facial expressions, and also appeasement signs, the easier it will be for you to recognize what's going on in your horse at that moment and to react properly to it. With that, you learn to trust your horse because you can anticipate much better what happens next. For example, if the horse is getting more and more anxious, something you might otherwise not notice if you can't interpret the early, more subtle signs. This is why it is so important to learn horse language, especially if you want to communicate with your horse in a peaceful way. This is, of course, only possible if you recognize the signs very early and react right away when you notice things start to go south. But if you don't see the subtle signs and then the much bigger reaction comes, it is often no longer possible to react peacefully. And this is why it is so important to recognize even the smallest signs. And when you have trust and understanding, you don't need control. Think about it. If you can recognize even the smallest signs and can react to them before something happens, then you don't have to resort to means of control or even forcing the horse. So, to summarize, in your new togetherness with your horse, it is important that you can trust yourself and you know yourself well and you don't overwhelm yourself and that you do the things you plan to do and that you forgive yourself the not ideal decisions. And of course, understand the horse's language because that makes it much easier to trust your horse. Start slowly building trust. And by doing so, you will create step by step beautiful moments with your horse that will motivate both of you to continue on your new adventures. And this is a nice transition to tip number 5. Enjoy your time together. If you want to start a peaceful and trusting journey with your horse and you're already together for a long time, there might already be some problems here and there. In that case, ask yourself, how do you spend your time together at the moment? Do you do mostly the things you enjoy more or your horse? What you do, is this more for your own benefit or for your horse? Do you even maybe do certain things because others expect it from you? Or is everything you do because you and your horse really enjoy it? Try to observe your horse very carefully. Maybe even ask someone to film you and notice your horse's body and facial expressions to see if it enjoys what you're doing as much as you do and if it always stays motivated. It is really important that the horse also enjoys being with you, that it really has some form of benefit of your time together, other than getting exercised, of course, because relationship happens in every moment. And this brings us to number 6 and the last point on my list. Don't worry about what other people say or think. Easier said than done, I know. For me personally, this was a challenge. As someone who was still a relatively new horse owner at the time, I received a lot of well-meaning advice. Although I'm not super easily influenced by others, I can say that of course it somehow bothered me when I saw the looks of people watching what I was doing and I had the feeling of being judged. Often, however, we just think that others are watching and evaluating us, but in fact, others don't care as much as we think. People generally don't think outside themselves a lot of time, and even when they look at you, that doesn't necessarily mean they think about you. But for us, it is not easy. Often we lack self-confidence or, especially in the beginning, we are often insecure and it might not work so well with the horse yet. For example, it might stop all the time when you're leading it somewhere and you don't know how to handle that. And then someone comes and says, I would send him forward with a whip, otherwise he becomes dominant and disrespectful. Just listen in such moments, or at least try, and remember why you started on that journey and that you're doing what you feel is right and good for you and your horse. Then think about what the person has suggested and look at your feeling. Do you want to do the things the person suggested? Does it make sense to you? Try to take the perspective of your horse and see yourself as the object of the behavior and ask yourself, how would you feel if you were your horse? And this goes back to the first inspiration, if this is in accordance with your values and how you want to be with your horse. And some people really just want to help because they see your situation from a completely different perspective. They look at this with their own knowledge and values, and that is perfectly fine. In this case, you could say, "Thank you for your advice. I will think about it." Try not to be frustrated at that moment, because this might also make them feel bad. Try to see this person who's maybe just worried with love and gratitude. And don't feel you have to justify what you do. If someone asks you why you do something, you can of course explain it, but overall try to stay connected with yourself and your horse and be true to your principles. Sometimes it also helps to find other people in your barn or outside who inspire you so you can help each other out or just do things together. So, these were my 6 inspirations. Visualize how you want the relationship with your horse to be. Don't be afraid of making mistakes and trust in yourself and your horse. Learn your horse's language. Enjoy your time together. And don't worry about what other people think. I hope this will help you a bit to feel supported in your peaceful way with your horse. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and of course, I would be very excited to receive feedback from you. If you would like to contact me, you can reach me via my website www.peopleandhorses.com. And of course, you can also share the episode with your friends. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I am looking forward to maybe hear from you in the future. And now, I wish you a wonderful day with your horse.